Good morning. So I'm sure this doesn't apply to anyone in this room, but I'm sure you've all heard an excuse, but never in your life had made one. Am I right? I mean, people these days are just full of excuses. I don't know how, I don't understand, I couldn't find the right tools, I had a doctor's appointment that day. But in the Christian world, there are so many more excuses too. That's the preacher's job. It's not my gift. I've already served. Let someone else do it. I'm too busy or tired or old or young. But let me tell you a little story. When Jeremiah was called by God, he didn't think he could do anything God told him to do. And the reason why is because he was so young. He didn't think he had enough experience. Now, most of you aren't going to be called to be a prophet, but you're going to be called to do something. But I think the principle here will apply to any kind of outreach or ministry that you do in your life. There are going to be some people who are going to say, I don't have the right experience. I don't have the maturity. I don't have the ability to do this. But sometimes our perceptions about ourselves are completely wrong. God sees things we don't see. And he creates things in us that we don't know how they could possibly be. That doesn't mean that your gifts don't count or anything. It just means that when the Holy Spirit inclines you to serve people in a certain way, your objections need to be met with an encouraging word from God. Another great story is of David and Goliath. When this story took place in 1 Samuel, David was only about 17 years old. You see David as an obedient son and a brave soldier, and above all else, a man who fully trusted God. I don't know about you, but when I was 17, like a super long time ago, I couldn't have done a single thing that David did. Or at least, so I think. But God can do something and make you able to do it. Just like in 2 Kings, there's this wonderful story about Naaman being healed of leprosy by God. One of the minor characters in this story is this really tiny little slave girl. We don't really know too much about her. But one thing that we do know is that she was concerned for the people around her, that they would know the power of God. I've often thought of her as an Old Testament missionary. And you know, she was in a land that was not her home. She was actually there against her will. Yet, she still loved the people God had placed around her and was willing to share what she knew about the Lord with them. When she learned that her master Naaman had leprosy, she willingly told him about God's prophet Elisha and how God worked through this man. Naaman went to Elisha because he trusted what this little maid said. Naaman, the captain of the entire Syria army, trusted the words of a little girl. Another famous story would be the birth of Jesus and Mary, of course, the mother. It's sometimes hard to imagine her as a young teenager giving birth to the Christ. As far as the people around her were concerned, Mary was pregnant to some man who was not her husband. Outrage and hostility would have been directed at her from every angle. But Mary did two things. She wholeheartedly accepted God's will, placing her faith in God's ultimate wisdom. And she removed herself from the distressing situation in her native town and went instead to visit her sympathetic older cousin Elizabeth. She accepted that God had a plan for her, even though she might not be able to understand it, and placed herself under the guidance of a sensible older person. The lesson? God's plan is often difficult to fathom, but we should accept it and trust in his ultimate wisdom, and not be too proud to listen to the advice of a sensible older person who's willing to help. As I'm sure you all know, God doesn't just use young people willing to go out there and fight full of energy. but he uses older people too. We've all heard of Abraham and Sarah giving birth to a beautiful child in their old age. It was supposed to be impossible, but yet it happened, because God had a plan. He knew what he was doing. Another great story is in the book of Daniel. Many people know the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego when they were put in the fiery furnace. But even more would remember the story of Daniel in the lion's den. Most people don't know, but he was around 80-ish years old when that took place. Most people that old probably wouldn't survive in a lion's den. But God made it happen. No matter your excuses, no matter what you think is going to hold you back, God can use you. Every single one of you sitting in here, God has a plan. He knows what's up. So don't be afraid to go out into the world and make a difference, little by little, each day.